And today we're going Hollywood for a salute to the Oscars. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come see me in the movie. And I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. All he wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down, keep me from this road to some other town. Flow, river, flow, past the shady tree. Go, river, go, go to the sea. Flow to the sea. The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town.
And the Vinyl Experience begins on the red carpet with a look back at iconic 60s films. Another such glimpse in just a moment, but we heard The Byrds and the Ballad of Easy Rider from the 1969 classic. And from the early 60s, Buck Owens and the Oscar name-dropping country hit Act Naturally that was famously covered by the Beatles with Ringo Starr's vocal. To Dave Grusin's incidental music for the soundtrack of The Graduate, mashing up a couple of Simon and Garfunkel melodies into something unique from the original Columbia soundtrack album on The Vinyl Experience. Thank you.
just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
The Vinyl Experience salutes the Oscars and music from the classics that became reborn in the 1970s thanks to its very subtle and effective use in the movie The Sting, directed by George Roy Hill, and of course starring Redford and Newman and many other great supporting actors. But the real star of that movie was the music by Scott Joplin, which had fallen into neglect for so long. It was revived about 1970 by the classical musician Joshua Rifkin and an album of Joplin rags that became actually a top seller and maybe got on George Roy Hill's radar in that way. The performance you heard by the songwriter Marvin Hamlisch, who arranged the music for the 1973 film The Sting, had a hit single with The Entertainer. Maple Leaf Rag was used very effectively in the movie, as was what you just heard, Joplin's composition, Solace, a Mexican Serenade. Ahead of that, in the George Roy Hill, Redford and Newman department, it was the great Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by B.J. Thomas from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Dionne Warwick's greatest hits were largely written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who cooked up Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. But here she sings a song by Andre and Dori Previn, the theme from The Valley of the Dolls, a movie hit on The Vinyl Experience, saluting the Oscars.
Gotta get off, gonna get, have to get off from this ride. Gotta get hold, gonna get, need to get hold of my
Let your dreams run wild, or a lifetime of worries might claim you. Dream away, child. Let your dreams run wild, for the years and the tears shed might claim you. For the last time we have tasted love's sweet tears by the fire's glow. If our hearts are strong, there'll be no long goodbyes when it's time to go. But the strongest hearts are sometimes broken, as the deepest vows aren't always spoken, and the greatest wounds we hide inside ourselves where they never show. Dream away, child. Let your dreams run wild, for a lifetime of worries might claim you. Dream away, child. Let your dreams run wild, or the years and the tears shed might claim you. When the winter weds the northern wind, the child they bear is snow. And the branches bow like worried bridesmaids, but the trees will grow. Sun and earth and time will come together. God will give us back our summer weather. But the memories of that first sweet taste of love pass away so slow. Dream away, child. Let your dreams run wild, for a lifetime of worries might claim you. Dream away, child. Let your dreams run wild, for the years and the tears shed might claim you. When there's no room left to live inside ourselves, do we dream away?
Well, there's a bit of early 70s deep diving into movie music, something written by Paul Williams for a Burt Reynolds vehicle in 1973 called The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing, and Frank Sinatra evocatively sang the theme song from it called Dream Away. Before that, it was Dionne Warwick and the theme from The Valley of the Dolls. This early 70s time for cinema and for music and for records was really a golden age. There just happened to be a lot of examples in my collection, so let's roll with some more. Of course, the great daddy of them all was
Thank you.
Boom. End titles from The Godfather and Shaft. Music by Isaac Hayes and Nino Rota. The Vinyl Experience. Landing in 1971, as it were.
Oh,
So-called exploitation films of the early 70s did have their rich musical soundtracks, in the case of Shaft by Isaac Hayes, Superfly by Curtis Mayfield, and Just There, a movie that is more important for the role it played in introducing reggae music in the form of a compact soundtrack with a lot of great songs, particularly by Jimmy Cliff, The Harder They Come, the Jamaican crime film that kind of brought reggae to the world. All in the early 70s, the Vinyl Experience is hanging out there just because a lot of great Oscar-related music happens to live in that part of the music library that I've collected. But let's break out of it for a moment, you know, do some contemporary things. Just from last year, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear take us back to the days of silent movies.
Forever bring your pains close together, baby. Ah, baby, ah, ah. When you took the car, you lie yourself down, down. Join the choir, baby. Ah, baby, ah, ah. Silent movies make more money, so help them make more money, girl. So what will they? Dance, they call you funny, so help them get real funny, girl. So what, well, girl? Together, baby. Ah, baby. Ah, ah. When you took the car, you lie yourself down, down. Down the choir, baby. Ah, baby. Ah, ah. Silent movies make more money, so help out, we make more money, girl. So what, well, girl? When you dance, they call you funny. So help me, we get real funny, girl. So whoa, whoa, girl. I said, whoa, girl. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. So, oh.
Don't be fooled by imitation. This is the stop that cured the nation. We took the tube and the high planes too. Never stopped long, just passing through. Drop off the laughter of the mate of France. Makes a hopeless crippled dance all. For an equal fan home. Immunity from ridicule improves your brains if you're a fool. Oh, when I read in the Middle East, traded some for a hostage release. Now if you're bored, it'll give you hair. If you've got straight trousers, it'll give you flares.
Big Audio Dynamite bring on the genre of the spaghetti western on the Vinyl Experience as we salute the Oscars with some great music from the movies, music that evokes the movies, and in the case of B.A.D. in 1985, sampling the movies. In that song, little clips from A Fistful of Dollars with Clint Eastwood, Eli Wallach in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Ennio Morricone's main theme to that film, as well as a little bit of James Coburn and some very famous clips from the Treasure of the Sierra Madre, including that whole business about Don't Gotta Show You Any Stinking Badges and the loop of laughter from that great vehicle, which was one of the classics of the Humphrey Bogart, John Huston genre into and of itself. Another film in that series was Key Largo, sentimentalized by Bertie Higgins in this 1981 hit.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together, lying in each other's arms, watching those old movies, falling in love so desperately. Honey, I was your hero, and you were my leading lady. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid, missing all the things we did. Can't you remember? We played all the parts, that sweet scene of surrender, when you gave me your heart. Please say you will play it again, cause I love you still. Maybe this can't be the end. We had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own late, late show, sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, just like they did in Key Largo. We had it all.
I wish someone would tell me about me. Besides something spelled out in light bulbs, I mean. Besides something called a temperament, which consists mostly of swooping about on a broomstick, screaming at the top of my voice. Infants behave the way I do, you know. They carry on and misbehave. They'd get drunk if they knew how. When they can't have what they want, when they feel unwanted or insecure or unloved. More than anything in this world, I love Bill, and I want Bill. I want him to want me, but me, not Margot Channing. And if I can't tell them apart, how can he? About Eve, I've acted pretty disgracefully toward her too. Oh, let's not fumble for excuses. Not here and now with my hair down. At best, let's say I've been oversensitive too. Well, to the fact that she's so young, so feminine and helpless. To so many things I want to be for Bill. Funny business, a woman's career. The things you drop on your way up the ladder so you can move faster. You forget you'll need them again when you go back to being a woman. That's one career all females have in common. whether we like it or not, being a woman. Sooner or later, we've got to work at it, no matter what other careers we've had or wanted. And in the last analysis, nothing is any good unless you can look up just before dinner or turn around in bed, and there he is. Without that, you're not a woman. You're something with a French provincial office or a book full of clippings, but you're not a woman. Slow curtain, the end.
The Vinyl Experience is at the movies, and we're back in the golden age of Hollywood in the 1940s and 50s for that interesting recital of Bette Davis of some of her famous lines from the great film All About Eve, and set to a musical backdrop of the classical composition by Franz Liszt called Liebestraum, which just happened to be playing on the radio when she and Celeste Holm ran out of gas and let their hair down in that famous scene in the car. A deserted highway, a winter landscape, and no time for pretense. Some of the lines, the dialogue in that scene may seem dated by today's standards, but it's always fun to look back with a little bit of a jaundiced eye, a little bit of the campy aspect of classic Hollywood. That's exactly what Rocky Horror Picture Show did for the Frankenstein genre.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. Then it's the pelvic thrust. You bring it down to the insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
Thank you.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. More music that was released before it was used in the movies, but boy, did the Bee Gees and You Should Be Dancing and Staying Alive and Night Fever. They were part of the great Saturday Night Fever soundtrack that's still one of the best-selling film soundtracks of all time. And the 70s, we spent a lot of time there in this Vinyl Experience just because the music was so good and so varied. There are other eras to explore. We'll do it. And there are other Vinyl Experience archive shows to discover at prn.fm in the archives. Don't forget the Vinyl Experience station 24/7 on iHeartRadio on the app. Follow me on Twitter. Check the Vinyl Experience Facebook fan page. I'm Paul Cavalcante. Gotta run. But wait a minute. Why do that when I can fly now?